Hello there, Drexel Geisman here. I am absolutely delighted to be able to inform you that after my aggressive letter-writing campaign and subsequent armed standoff, I can confirm that there will be a cabaret night at the Cosmic Lounge, an evening of song and also other songs. These songs will be made available to you, the general public, at 5 p.m. every day from the 25th of December until my demands are met, or the 31st of December, whichever is sooner. This will be available to you wherever you get your podcasts and also on the Rusty Quill YouTube channel, whatever that is. May the board preserve and keep you. Special thanks to Petty Dreadful Mess. May you never eat what you think is an apple, only to discover you just tried to eat a delicious-looking rock.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Caution! Clone temperature rising.
Okay, well, I can tell you're a bit cross, David. And I think, here's an idea. I think you should calm down because everything's gonna be fine.
We were happy in the cafe, and you had to go and hunt about and do your big words and talk to people, and now we're here. We're back in it.
David. You might have been happy. I was drowning, David. I was drowning in a well of iniquity. That wasn't life. That was a living death.
You're just
like a zombie, except a handsome zombie. I was a handsome zombie.
Obsessed about careers and promotions and meaning. You can't just be happy living. Anyway, what are we supposed to do? We've been put in this room and, well, quite frankly, the shift is almost over, so this is pretty familiar. Although,
is this what it's like for you?
Yes.
Because I've never had this 22 and a half to 23 hours just in the room. And I'm gonna say, David, it's a bit boring.
Yeah.
I don't think you should bother.
Well, I was not allowed to leave the room. See, you're not allowed to... Do you want to leave?
I would love to leave. I'd love to leave right now.
Well, you can't.
Well, hang on, let me just go to this door. Okay. That's,
What part of this door is locked are you not getting?
That's locked.
See?
This is inhuman. This is barbaric. Nobody should be trapped in a room for this length of time. Least of all me.
Well, I really wish you'd have turned up for your shift on time.
Gosh. Well, you know, you live and learn. Except I don't learn. And I'm not sure you could describe this as living, so I don't know what we've achieved.
Well, what we can achieve is just sitting here in silence until, I don't know, a gun comes
How
out and shoots
about
us.
A game?
We are blended. What?
How about a game?
A game.
Let's pass the time with a game. Let's list all the things we like about Drexel. Number one, he's so tall. Oh, he's so tall. He's like two people stacked on top of each other, and those two people are pretty great.
This is not a game. This is an emotional hostage situation.
He is always right, you know? You've tried to...
Consultant approaching.
What the hell is going on in here?
I was listing all of my qualities. What the hell are you doing?
Yes, I heard you were listing qualities of yourself. Well, are you guys done?
Done with what? Who are you? You can't just blast into a room and announce confusing things. Who would do that?
My name is Paradrak Nigelion. The G is half silent, half not.
Ooh, fancy.
Hello, Paradrak. What are you doing here?
Yes, in a very direct sense, what are you?
Sorry, you're asking me. You're asking me what I'm doing in my own meeting.
This is your meeting?
Yes, this is my meeting. I booked this room.
Wait, are you the Drexel?
What a truly harrowing concept.
Are you my Drexel? But I've never had a Drexel before.
Did you not read the brief?
Brief. Sort of tubular-like thing with information in it. That sort of brief.
Yes, it comes down through the sidebar of the wall.
Okay, all of these walls are sort of quite smooth and white and featureless, and
you telling me you can't tell the difference between the walls in this room?
No, I can.
He did try hitting it with a chair, and nothing really happened. So
the chair broke.
All you've got to do is this.
Initiating.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, and there's the brief.
Well, did you look at that?
Okay. So,
you got 20 minutes left. I presume you've been working hard.
Well, we didn't.
We didn't have the brief. I have been complaining about everything. Is that work? I feel like that's work.
I mean, it kind of worked for me. Anyway, come on. We need to get this brief done.
Okay.
I didn't get into management consultancy by not getting off my arse.
Not strictly true. A great deal of sitting is involved in most occupations.
Sorry, wind it back here. You're a management consultant. Are we in management? Have we been put in management consultancy? You have to understand, Parajack. We were accosted in a cafe somewhere and then put in this room and nothing was explained to us. So you're telling me that not only are you a management consultant, which I respect, you're pretty, pretty impressive.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was accosted. Taken. In fact, bundled into a pod. And then it was revealed to me at a later date. You have been chosen to move into management consultancy.
The promotional kidnap process is a tried and true method, with acceptable levels of traumatization.
Are you telling us we've been chosen? Well, more directly, have I been chosen, Trexel, management consultant?
I wouldn't have chosen you if you'd been thrown in my face. However, you have been handed to me.
Like a gift?
Part of the Geistmans.
Well, that grumbling noise suggests that maybe you don't think the best of me. And Parajack, what I want to say is I don't idolize many people, but consultants like you, consultants in management consultancy, you know, that short step away from executive level, I love you. I'm coming out and I'm saying it. I love you, and I want...
I don't understand love.
Well, that's it. That's why the fact that you don't even understand the love that I'm trying to give you is quite why I want to give it. Some might say that's quite a negative relationship, trying to give love to somebody that doesn't want it and ignores it and in fact doesn't even seem to understand it, but that's the kind of relationship I want to get into. So let me love you!
Yikes.
Imogen!
Yes, employee Ingellion?
Explain love.
Love is an outdated and unproductive emotion, usually experienced by the weak-minded and slow-witted, that is frowned upon by Stella Firma. While not strictly outlawed by the board, expressions of love can be regarded as subversive and used in evidence against an individual in judicial proceedings, boondoggles, and show trials.
Oh, okay, that's not what I was thinking it was.
No, I still don't get it.
No.
Anyway,
no.
You can carry on with whatever you feel love is.
Okay, well, I think what we can do, what David and I can do, is really impress you with our ability to just absolutely nail this brief as newly minted management consultant, so you'll just see how good I am, and maybe put in a good word for me as you head up to executive level.
Trexel?
Yes, David?
Just one thing. Paratrack, what happens if we don't hand in the brief?
If you don't... I'm sorry, within management consultancy, we don't understand the word don't. If you don't hand in the brief, then... Well, let's just say... The brief won't be the only thing disappearing back up inside that pod. I will crush you.
Okay, so I'm going to grab the brief, Trexel, because I don't want to be crushed up inside that pod, and
no.
I'm going to read it now.
Did you see, David? Did you see the way they handled that? Did you see the way they turned it back? That's quality. That's quality. You could learn a thing from me and Paradrak.
Did you just say me and Paradrak?
Paradrak and I? Is that what you're objecting
no,
to?
No, not grammar.
Oh, it's the fact that I claws. You could learn stuff from Paradrak. Also, Trexel's here.
That'll do.
Well covered.
Okay, well, this is from Senior Pillager Matlock Melf. He is from the Eternal Order of Patriarch Huns, and he says, nobody likes us, just because we try to murder everyone in the universe and what have you.
I've been there.
I'm very hated.
I'm there right now.
I understand hate. I don't understand love.
Oh, you're so cool.
Thank you.
Okay, I feel it is incredibly unfair. Stella Firma has killed far more people than us, mainly Trexel's fault, and yet people keep giving you money.
Up top, anybody? Up top!
I will not high-five you until you are a shred of the person I am.
Oh, I look forward to being a shred. High-five for shred! High-five myself!
Okay, how can we make people give us money so we can keep spreading the destructive word of our lord and obliterator, Patriarch Hans? So it looks like the problem is nobody likes them and won't give them any money.
It's a death cult. It's a death cult is what we're seeing here. And it's hard to get people to buy into a death cult, you know, because of the death. Sure, a couple of people unhappy with their circumstances, perhaps confused by hormones, they love a death cult. The rest of us... bit upset by them. So, how do we get people to really just chuck a load of cash at this cult of death?
You really want to get yourself to the top of the cult. You don't want to be at the bottom of that death cult, because that's where the death happens. You want to be at the top.
Because, in this death pyramid, it's just, like, 3 or 4 layers of death, and then that pointy bit, just golden thrones.
Yep, that's where you want to be. Get yourself into the point. There's not much room at the point. That's where I am. That's where I am, guys. I made myself into the point. You guys, you're not even the bottom of the pyramid.
What?
You are underneath the pyramid. You're the ground on which the pyramid has been built.
Dirt.
Yeah, you're the dirt. You're the dirt.
Could we? I get that and I accept it. Could we perhaps be some sort of annexed ziggurat off to one side? You know, I'm not claiming to be in the pyramid, but, you know, I'm not dirt. Could I be an annexed ziggurat?
Mind your wings there, Icarus.
No.
All right, I will prove myself. I will prove myself. Okay, so...
Okay, Dirt Trexel, let's prove you.
Ziggurat boy, please!
Paradrax said no, you are dirt. Oh. Dirty, dirty Trexel.
Dirty Trexel.
Dirty Trexel in the ground. Now, Dirty Trexel, how are we going to solve this?
When you say it, David, it sounds really weird.
A Dirty Trexel's a favourite cocktail of mine. In fact, I'm going to make one now. Imogen, produce the ingredients for a Dirty Trexel.
Deploying wet bar.
Okay, just gonna quick pause. Is there a cocktail named after me that people are drinking?
Of course. I thought you were very aware of this.
Oh.
It's an animal of a cocktail.
Right.
It's a filthy beast.
Good, I like this.
And you only drink it when you really want to get messed up.
Well, you know what? I'm down with it. 2 Dirty Trexels.
Quite frankly, that does scan. Okay, well, so Matlock Belf, so they're not making any money in this death cult, and they are comparing themselves, or like enviously comparing themselves to Stella Firma, because apparently Stella Firma gets to kill a load of people, again, probably Trexel's fault.
Thank you.
And they still get money. So I suppose we just suggest that Senior Pillager Matlock Belf kind of does what Stella Firma does, but what does Stella Firma do?
No one can quite do what we do. I think Paradrak would agree that Stella Firma is a unique, faceted jewel of ultimate wonderfulness. But there is an element of what you say, a grain of truth, David, in the manure heap of nothing that you just said.
Brilliant,
I think it's an issue of branding. You know,
okay.
We all kill people. You know, you can't walk down a corridor without realizing you've caused at least 3 deaths and maybe 4 maimings. It just happens.
I've never done
when
that.
You're swinging a bat.
Oh.
Now, what you need to do is just reframe the argument, because we've caused a lot of deaths, but it's in pursuit of planetary perfection, and also we have a very complex legal agreement that means we're not culpable for those deaths.
Right, so you're saying the Eternal Order of Patriarch Hands doesn't have a good enough mission statement?
No, it's just death. It's just like, join our cult. You might die. Who wants that? That's
right.
Like, try these shoes. They'll blow off your feet.
You know what? You're starting to sound like a management consultant, Trexel. I never thought I'd say that. I've been in the room 6 minutes, and you're starting to grow on
yes.
me. Either
yes,
that,
like a mold.
Or I am losing my mind on this Dirty Trexel.
Well, I mean, could I have... I see you've got 2 Dirty Trexels. I believe one of those... Mine, could I have... could I have that? Oh, okay. Oh.
I just drank that through my eye. God, I feel good.
Warning, emergency eyewash station unavailable due to never having been installed.
Ah, it's early for that. It's early for that, but I feel great.
Wow,
okay.
Okay.
I'm starting to care less and less.
That's possibly the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Good for the praise, I'm pretty sure I suggested the mission statement, but fine. So, mission statement for the Eternal Order of Patriarch Hands. So,
sorry, I'm just lost in that whole eye-drinking thing. That was...
At least we now know how to get Trexel's attention. Drink through somewhere you are not supposed to drink.
I feel like I can see into the future. God, I can see colours and I see new machines. Machines
what,
that will clean your own bowels.
Wow.
And...
A machine to scrub bowels? Should we write it? David, get some paper. We need to draw down this beautiful machine that Paradrak has got.
Get some paper. Write this down.
Oh, boy, there are
right,
two
I'm sketching
of them.
It now.
There
I'm sketching it for you, Paradrak.
There are 2 Trexels.
Is it like this?
It sort of travels through the belly button.
Yes, okay, yes.
In, down. Cleans you from the inside.
Oh, okay.
It's better than a colonic. It's
this.
More advanced.
Is it like, has it got a rotating hose?
Everybody shut up!
Warning. Clone sass at unacceptable levels. Security alert raised to... Oh no, they didn't.
Paradrak, I apologise.
Okay.
We just have to interrupt this beautiful invention because David's got a problem. David, can we help?
We have a brief! We have a brief and I don't want to be stuffed into a pod because we didn't deliver it. You just got sidetracked completely by
making some sort of bowel-cleaning eye machine!
It is beautiful. Have you seen my drawing? I mean, sure,
I've
written the word Trexel 30 times in a smiley face, but it's pretty much there.
Is that going to be the mission statement for the Eternal Order of Patriarch Hands? Order of Patriarch Hands. They have an eye machine that'll clean your butt!
I'm caring less and less. I think we should send them this blueprint and your design.
Yes, yes, let's do that. Let's just say, eat this stuff face, and then just stuff it in their face. And then we're like, you see, because I called you stuff face, and then I stuffed it in your face. Okay.
Caution, clone adopting fetal position. This is not an acceptable position during business hours.
Parajack, I'm really sorry. You see David sort of curling up into a ball there in the corner?
Well, clones do that.
I know.
And they often do that when they're dehydrated.
I know.
So
what I'm saying, Parajack, is we're getting on. I think we can all agree. But for me...
No, we're not.
Well,
you might think you're becoming my friend, but you're not.
Ooh.
And that's the key to management consultancy.
You drew me in. You drew me in. I thought we were mates.
I draw people in. They think they're becoming your friend, and then you crush them.
That makes...
You cut them out. You remove them from the company.
That makes me want to be your friend
so
much
more. That's the key to management consultancy.
Like, I want to be your friend 30 times more now. But what the point I'm trying to make, Parajack, is... For the sake of an easy life, let's just try and handle this little brief thing so that David here stops being in this ball, because it's kind of upsetting. You know, it would be like if a plant was dying, you'd water it, you know. So let's just...
We're back.
Let's just...
We're back
so
now.
David, we're back now.
Same as before and worse.
David, David, come. David,
what?
We're back on the brief. We're back on the brief, David. Now, ask us your questions and we'll solve it with our silken minds.
We need a mission statement for the Eternal Order of Patriarch Hands so we don't get crushed in a pod.
Okay.
What do you start with a statement, huh?
The.
No.
Oh, okay. A.
I'm not talking words.
Okay. Bang.
Yes.
Good.
Bang is still a word.
Okay. The Eternal Order of Patriarch Hands. Bang.
Now I've got your attention.
It does. Makes you sit up. Go, God, these guys know what they're doing.
Okay. Is that it? Are there more words?
You tell me. You're the ones in consultancy now.
Okay, Trexel, are there more words?
Let's just say, I'm a misguided youth. I have been wandering for days through the empty star system, and I get a little bleep blop on my communicator.
Oh, you're losing me.
Oh,
it's
okay,
going in the other eyeball.
How does the eye survive? That's my question. So you get a little missive and it says bang. Hi.
That's good. Yeah.
I will change your life for the better, may I add. And then it just shows pictures of like scantily clad organisms of every gender, just to sort of cover all bases. And you're like, okay, you know, bang and scanty. I'm liking it. And then all of a sudden...
I mean, I would say go for that. But we got into a lot of trouble putting scantily clad organisms on a document. God, they were sexy.
They called us a galactic smut factory.
What about monochrome headshots of sort of dusky glances? You know, nothing too racy, but damn.
I like it. Yeah, okay. Go with that.
So we got those. And then they're like, okay, I'm interested in my brain and I'm interested in my loins. Now where's the final place to be interested? In your wallet, coupon codes. That's right. If you join the cult, you get 10% off of stuff.
What kind of stuff do you get in a cult? So you'd get 10% off a gown?
Gowns and robes.
Daggers?
Daggers.
Daggers.
Hoods.
Poison.
Poison. 10% off poison. Guaranteed to kill you 90% of the time.
Special coins?
Special coins with one... Those with the hole in the middle? You know those really fun coins where there's a hole in the middle of them?
That's like those small circular mints you get in the executive lounge. Oh, they're good. I once ate a whole bowl of those. Don't do that. I couldn't eat slurry for a week.
Grim.
They do mess you up, but they're so tempting. What
tempting.
Do their holes conceal?
Tiny minty coins with holes. You could buy special blood sandals for splashing about in all the blood you're making.
Yes, and they have like an absorbent pad on the bottom, and then you can wring out and use that blood again. It cleans and it travels. The blood sandal.
I like that.
Bowls.
Bowls?
Bowls for blood and for minty coins.
And that's the thing. The thing is, in a cult, you can sell things that you could just get anywhere in a generic fashion, like pens or a hat, you know, but they're cult pens and a cult hat, and you write the word cult on
them. And what brand are you going to put on there? What logo? This is the next thing you got to do. Got to come up with a logo.
A crescent moon.
Well, no, so hang on. No, so it's the Eternal Order of Patriarch Hands.
It's too long.
It's too long.
Okay.
Say it again, David. Say it all again.
The Eternal Order of...
I'm asleep.
Okay.
See? Hands! Exclamation mark.
Oh.
Welcome to...
Hands!
That's good. And you can kill with hands as well.
You could. You could. And if you've got the motivation, also feet. Stamp, stamp, stamp.
Mm. Well, maybe if people don't get that, we could do hands exclamation mark. But then between the N and the S, there's like a little tiny D.
Oh,
so
like
somebody can look closer and be like, oh, yes.
Oh, I see. So it's hands, but the secret message is hands. Hands.
You have confused secret message with stupid message.
I mean, whatever you guys want. I'm ordering another cocktail. Imogen? Oh,
Could I have one? I haven't managed to get any of them.
As long as you pay for the round. All right.
Okay. David, have you got any money?
Actually, yes, I do. Remember, the cafe was quite successful, so how much do you need?
40 credits, 50 credits.
Okay.
Hello, I'm your coin friend. For all your digital currency needs, you have funds available in your small change purse, your tip sack, and your nest egg vault.
I've got that in my small change purse. There you go.
50 credits transferred to Trexel Geistman.
Thank you, Imogen. Great.
Here's...
That's 200 credits on you, Trexel.
200?
Have you never bought a cocktail before?
I'd mainly steal. So no, is the answer.
Oh, I'm starting to like you.
Need 150 more credits?
Yeah, could I, David?
There you go.
150 credits transferred to Trexel Geistman.
Thank you, right. Here's 200 credits.
Great, don't forget the tip.
David, could I... Hi, David, it's Trexel here. Could I perhaps purloin a small tip from you?
Just going into my tip sack, and yes, there you go.
50 credits transferred to Trexel Geistman. Again.
You have a tips sack?
Yes.
Let's not go into it. Okay.
That's where I keep my tips.
Oh, look, stop talking.
I provided very good service at David's place.
Yeah, tips on hand.
Tips forever. Tips for days.
Paradrack, here's 50 more credits as a tip. Now,
thank
may
you.
I please have that drink?
Mm-hmm. Here we are. Oh, it's fallen into my eye.
Sorry.
I caught you there, didn't I?
By all accounts, I should be cross, but... Oh, damn it, I respect you.
Thank you. That's what I like to hear.
So, David, are we pretty much there? You know, hands, small d, branding,
well,
merchandise?
Well, no, we've rebranded, right? So they're now just called hands. They have the mission statement, bang!
And then a coupon code.
Some sexy headshots. A coupon code for
cult stuff.
Cult branded
stuff. But only stuff that they sell. You know, keep the revenue stream inside.
But we don't have a logo.
Oh, we don't have a logo. What about a perfectly black field like the night sky? And it's very cheap to produce.
So you're just saying all the stuff they make is black?
Oh, matte black. The coolest kind of black.
Not really a logo. Like, I can't... Whenever I see something that's black, I can't just go, oh, look, it's hands brand.
Well, I mean, you look at space and you're like, that's space. Like, no one's mistaking that. Nobody's like, oh, look, a dark room out the porthole. That's so recognisable.
But Stella Firma's logo is on a black field.
No,
so
no,
are we
Stella
hands brand?
Brand? Okay,
no,
fine.
Oh,
it's Stella
my
brand.
Bored. You literally just bored me to, I don't know, I went to a different realm. I'm four cocktails in, and you were talking about black fields. Come on! You can't charge extortionate amounts of money and charge them for a black field.
It needs to be more exciting. You're right. Could it be? I've got an idea. Instead of a logo, we hide tiny cameras in all the communications, and the tiny camera looks at the face of the person who is receiving the communication, and then projects a stylized polygon version of their face, staring back at them, saying, join us! Join! You wouldn't say no to yourself! Join us! So the logo is the face of whoever is looking at it.
But doing terrified screams.
Join us! Hands!
With
a D.
Yeah.
Well, I am looking at the timer and
use
we
the
do
coupon
have...
code DEATH for 20% off at checkout.
I mean, you've literally only got a couple of minutes, so you'd better pick something.
Well, I mean, that seems good enough.
Good enough. And after all, isn't management consultancy just about being good enough, Paradrack?
Okay.
I'll let you in on a secret.
Okay.
I'm not even good enough. But I've been promoted. So
yeah, up top?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no, not that kind of up top.
Oh, I thought you were gonna high. Well, what kind of up, if you wasn't for the high five, what kind of up top did you think?
A bunk bed?
That's enough eye cocktails for you. Closing the bar.
Good point. Well, David, submit the brief.
Okay. I'm just gonna hang on, where do I...
Oh, don't tell
where
me.
Where do I submit that? That
you
was
can't
just a
tell
featureless
the difference between
box.
These walls again.
No!
Hang
no,
on,
we can't.
I'll just start pressing things.
No, stop!
I'll use my face
just
on this
thing. Careful, you're going to override the systems. We'll get trapped in here.
Wait, okay. Where do we press?
Help us.
Here.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, I
great.
See. Just that equally blank, featureless piece of wool. We should
so
have
I
known.
I just put this in and... Oh, it just snapped.
The suction on that is quite aggressive.
You're lucky you didn't get taken with it.
Huh. Oh, I'm sure I could have beaten its suction.
Don't ever say that phrase again.
Yep,
That was weird, David. It sounded real weird.
Well, I mean, it's a pipe that sucks, and I don't think it could suck
all right,
me. What's
all right, pervert, let's move on.
Clone perversion detected. Security disgusted.
I've never met a clone that needs more coaching than you.
Don't worry, Padjack. I can guide this lamb, this misguided, misbegotten little flit of a clone to be a worthy assistant. Don't you worry. I've got it, because I've got the goods. You saw me. You saw what I did in there. I was excellent. I was great. I'm your friend. We're going on holiday together. Maybe in a space camper van.
Holidays? Now you're talking. Management consultancy is just one long holiday. Right now, I'm on holiday. I mean, I'm full of cocktails, and I don't give a rat's ass whether you come up with a good logo or not for this. This
was
a test.
No, we've already done it. It's already gone.
We've already done it.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, we're finished.
Did you send it up?
Yeah.
We did. You helped
us. You opened the thing.
Did I?
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about suction.
Wow.
Hang on, David, hang on. And you know, Parajack, we did really well, and you turned to us and said... I'm going to give you a commendation, and then you shook our hands.
Bored? Did I? Mm. Wow, if I shook your hands, that means I think you two are pretty good.
Well, thank you, Paradrek.
That actually
thank
worked.
You. You see, David? You see?
Okay, yes, great. We did brilliantly, and so this is all nice, and we get to have privileges. Like, do I have another... Have I got a pod in here?
Oh, that's a good question. Paradrek, do these rooms come with a pod for the clone? A little living pod?
If you can find it, it does.
Oh, David, if you can find it, it does. Parajack, how would you like to come to the Astral Bar for a little post-consultancy drink?
I'm two floors above the Astral Bar. If you ever see me in there, you'll realise things are going very badly.
Okay, well, how about this? I'm not allowed up higher than the Astral Bar, so how about you go to your bar, I'll go to my bar, and we'll both sit there nodding and thinking, yes, in theory, we're having a drink at the same time.
I will do that, but I'll be with friends, and I won't be thinking of you.
I'll be on my own, thinking of you.
Great, and I'll just be in this featureless room.
As always. Ah, it's nice to be back, isn't it, David? It's nice to be back.
Yes, yeah, great.
Bye!
Brilliant. Right, now where's that pod?
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Drexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. Paradrack and Gellion was played by Alison Thea Scott. Katie the Coin Friend was played by Katie Seaton. Editing was by Maddie Sell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Nicole Perlman, Devon, Kaylee Latimer, Little King Trashmouth, Joseph P. Legander III, Quenivere, Jaffia M., IRQ, Anna Godfrey, Tony Jasper, Obscura Noxia, Blair Riddle, Agatha Bird, Contest Sylvian, Bianca Sofia Ricci, Carly Johnson, A. Skifford, Emily Munderdyke, Samantha A., Courtu, Catherine Blair, Hugh Smith, Mariana Jones, Joe, Katarine, Elizabeth H., Kendra, Isabella Silva, Nuka 96, Shy Magpie, Katie Nelson, Sam Keish, TJ Hummel, SDD, Hannah McGinty, Socket, St. Dominici, Alyssa, Haley, Lane Dolberg, Jamie, Maxwell McCandless, LCR, Samrath Kaur, Emily of the Beef, Maddie Christie, Jess McKnight, Chloe Artis, BRK5239, and Sonny Latham. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.